This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. We continue our series, Upgrading Your Tefillah. So here are five fundamental thoughts that really create the backbone of tefillah and the purpose of tefillah. And we should really ask ourselves after each tefillah, have we fulfilled these three dimensions of tefillah? And better yet, better than asking ourselves after we've davened, perhaps we should prepare ourselves before our daven to reflect on the five purposes of tefillah, the Chovos HaVavos and Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Parak Gimel. He says, V'roi l'cha achi sheteda, it is fitting for you, my brother, to know. Ki kavanoseinu batfilah, our intention is davening, meaning why do we daven? What is the purpose of davening? What are we accomplishing? Eina kiyim is only, this is our only purpose of davening. Number one, kiyim kelois hanefesh el holakim. It is the yearning of the soul for God. The soul is, so to speak, a piece of the divine. The soul yearns for God, but we're so busy and we're so distracted that we don't give the soul the availability and the opportunity to express its yearning for Hashem. The purpose of tefillah is to allow the neshama to yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remove everything from our minds, to allow the soul to express its yearning for Hashem. Number two, ukniyasa lefanav, to engender feelings of humility before the Creator. Meaning you may have said every word of davening from the beginning, from Atoivu with all the karbanos, but for a moment did we stop and think to humble ourselves before the Creator. Number three, Imroi Memusa Levaira, to elevate our Creator, to be Meroi Mem our Creator, to use our words of praise to express the majesty of the Creator. Number four, Vishivcha V'hoida'asa l'shmai, praising and thanking Him, expressing a gratitude. You may have said every word slowly and carefully, but was it accompanied with feelings of gratitude? I thank you, Hashem, that I have a family. I thank you, Hashem, that I have clothing. A genuine feeling of gratitude. And then finally, number five, v'hashlachas kol yehaveha olav, casting all of our burdens on Hashem. Interesting. None of the objectives of tefillah are to get what you want. That's not on the list. That's not one of the purposes of tefillah. It's to express the midah of bitachon, where you say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm worried about this, I have this problem, whatever it may be in whatever area in life, to take all of your worries, anxieties, and problems and throw it on the Rabbeinu Shalom. These are the five purposes of tefillah. The expression of the soul yearning for Hashem, humility before Hashem, elevating the Creator, expressing gratitude to the Creator, and finally casting all of our burdens upon Him. It is worthwhile to reflect on this before our tefillah, and thereby we'll be able to elevate our tefillah to a higher plane. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.